E4CBA Mobile.
E4CBA, KN4VWA. You don't sound exactly sure about that.
Sounds kind of like I couldn't get that last letter out for some reason. It's like I ran out of breath or something. I don't know. It was weird. Seth, you like my monitor there? That's an old TV. Old 45-inch. It's still good. I ain't nothing wrong with it. My mother-in-law had a bigger one, and she moved out of her house, and she didn't need it, so we just started using it. So that one got put in there, and it was just sitting there. So I plugged in HDMI cable, and I said, well, I'm going to use it.
Smart TV?
It's a dumb TV, like its owner.
You stream wirelessly to it, then.
Hospital.
About time you did something.
Yeah, Yeah, I'll come see in the hospital. Just let me know which one.
Said I gotta get busy, boys. Was that Bill?
Yeah, back on the house, inside the house on the regular radio.
I'll jump out on you, bud, but if I don't get this stuff done, like I said, y'all gonna have to come visit me in the hospital. She just beat the fire out of me. Y'all have fun. Dave, that big old huge monitor, that thing looks good in there. I won't say that. you missed a good time at lunch yesterday. So, anyhow, 73 is to both of you. KN4 VWA. Y'all carry on.
KN4 VWA, KB4 CPA. Yeah, I was on the phone with Bob. We were, it was 2 hours or more. Oh, man, it was unreal. But anyway, go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Bill, we'll talk to you later, bud. Be careful out there. What's going on, Dave? Anything?
Thanks to Bob, ND7J, I got my FT8 running on my radio. I've only had it, let's see, 3 years. And I downloaded software, 2 years ago. I actually deleted it and downloaded the updated version. And but I couldn't get through the setup. I didn't know how to answer some of the questions. So between watching the video and Bob leading me over the phone, I got it running, and then he helped me with a logging program that automatically, when I make a contact, it automatically logs it in for me. I just have to click OK on it and into my data logger. So it's really nice. I'm just having fun learning about FT8. I'm still learning.
Be a lot of fun. What do you use, WSJTX?
I'm using that program, and I think Bob said he used something else, but he didn't say what he used. I didn't ask him, but I'd like to see what he's using. I've seen an aerial picture of his all his towers and antennas. I'd like to go there and see a setup sometime.
Yeah, it's, I'm running that WSJTX, and then it integrates with Ham Radio Deluxe. And, you know, like you said, the logging's automatic, automatically sends the contact to QRZ. I mean, it just, you click OK and boom, it goes everywhere. And I've had a lot of fun with it. It's just, sometimes it's like watching grass grow, but it can be fun. I was telling Steve, I don't know if I told him or not, I got Reunion Island yesterday on 17 meters. That's a little bitty island off the coast of Madagascar out there in the Indian Ocean.
It's on the other side of the planet from here. Well, I got one place I know I've never, and I don't even know what, neither one of us knows where it is. I said, where's that? He said, I don't know. So I'm going to have to look it up. I didn't even take it. I was making contacts with, France and Canada, Mexico, Ecuador, gosh, I can't even remember all the places. I was trying to hit some of the, hit the foreign countries and look for them and not just do the local, the ones in the U.S.
Watch me. Yeah, 20 meters is good for, just about all day long. For Europe, Canada, Mexico, South America, and then 17 meters, about 9:30, 10 o'clock after the sun gets up a little bit, 17 meters has been opening up pretty good. Italy, South Africa, down that way. And then in the morning, right around sunrise, 40 meters was good for, Japan, Australia, back out that way.
Yeah, I heard Japan the other night, and I can't remember. It was on sideband, and I can't remember what mode I was in. I mean, what band it was on, but he couldn't hear me. There was such a pile up. There was no way he's going to hear me because I don't have an amp. And so anyway, but I could hear him, and I don't think I've ever heard anybody from Australia. But anyway, man, Phil was telling me before NGU that he had a place, he had a wire strung across the floor of his house, and he was hitting people, you know, making contacts on FT8. So evidently, it doesn't take much of an antenna.
Carl, I'm running barefoot, 100 watts into a Sycom 7300, and the antenna is a in-fed long wire. It's 130 foot long. And when I run an FT8, I don't run anything more than, 30, 35 watts at the most. And that seems due to death.
1 second, I'm going through the drive-thru here. 4CBA.
Yeah, what kind of rig you running for your ATF day?
Our 7300. I've been running 100 watts on FT8, so I don't know. I mean, are you supposed to back it off or what?
It's supposed to be a low power, not necessarily QRP, but, a lot of guys, I've seen some guys run some power, buddy, but that's, everything I've read and heard is, hey, keep that around 30 to 50 watts, somewhere in that range. And it's easier on the radio, too.
That's the most transmitting that radio's ever done. I mean, because, when you're on sideband, I'm usually either talking with a group or I'm checking into a net or something like that. So I do a heck of a lot more listening than I do transmitting. But I use all 100 watts on sideband, and and sometimes I'm sure I don't have to. In fact, I know I don't have to because some people call in the 80-meter sideband net or in Anderson or, somewhere like that. So I don't think I need 100 watts because it's, I'm using a Carolina Windham. It's 135 feet long. It's got a vertical transmitting aspect to it, too. So I can hear people in, down the street. I hear people checking in from Taylor's, and they've got a really good signal. That's one thing I really like about that antenna, that you can hear locally as well as, thousands of miles away.
Thought about that. Yeah, there's a lot of times when I can't hear guys that are local. I consider and talk to Alaska or Hawaii, and I can't hear the guy over in Georgia. But, I mean, it's weird. Propagation is weird. It does all kinds of strange things.
And your signal, it's bouncing up and down, so you could just be bouncing right over a station. And your signal's making the trip fine. It's just that, it's not. at that point where he can receive it. Oh, me. Yeah, I think Steve had a, it was just in here, he had a Virgo and he wanted to sell me, but you couldn't, I can't remember, it was either 100 or 300 mile radius, you couldn't, you know, hear anybody. I think it was 300 mile radius, but anyway. And my window, I don't have any complaints at all. All right, hang on one second. I'm picking up my order here.
Okay. N4WRO.
4WRO, KB4CBA.
Now, that Carolina Wyndham, that's is like a dipole type, right? It's not an infed, it's kind of a center fed?
It's all center fed. It's like a third of the way in on one end, two-thirds on the other. So, of course, it has a choke at the bottom and a valum at the top. And then there's 21 feet of wire, and that's where you, that's the part that transmits vertically in all directions, omnidirectional. And then my wire is running mostly east and west, roughly, so I transmit north and south. I got that backwards. It runs east and west.
Okay, yeah, so I got that kind of poise on there. Yeah, but I don't know, that infed, I just needed something quick and simple to throw up there, so I put that infed up, and like I said, I've been real happy with it. It's, well, I worked 133 countries, and, you know, just with 100 watts or less on the wire, and, you know, both voice and physical. But it works.
The only frequency I can't use is 160 meters. I can hear people, but I can't talk to them. I've tried. I had some guys 5x9, and I mean they're real strong signal, and so I tried going back to them, and they said they could hear me, but you know they couldn't understand what I was saying. So I guess I just wouldn't. It's just not gonna. Make the trip or whatever.
Yeah. You using an external tuner on that, or are you just using the tuner to send the 7300?
One on the radio, and it wouldn't tune up, but I keep the mic anyway. So, you know, and you know, that's why I wouldn't tune up, because the antenna's not made for 160.
Yeah. I run mine into that LDG 1000 Pro 2. It'll tune 160, but I've never messed around on it. That LDG is nice. They just reach up, hit the doom button, and bingo, and you know, it gets the SWR way down there. I had a little trouble without that tuner, just using the internal tuner on the 7300, it did not like 75 meters. Get up around 39, 50, it was going crazy. So with this LDG, I mean, it just takes it right out.
Looking at putting up an inverted V for 160, and you know, heck, I might do that. I'm in a HOA, so I can't put up anything that can be seen. You really have to be looking from my window to see it. And heck, I can't even see it. When I walk out there, I have to find the where it's tied to the trees with the rope, and follow that rope up just to find the wire. And the only way I can see part of it is by following the, you know, that section. reaching up for the choke and the bowel mark. It's pretty obvious, but the guy behind me, he asked me, he's in another subdivision, so it doesn't matter, but he asked me what I was doing, and I said, I'm putting up a wire for my security system.
Okay, I've never heard that before, but that works.
We don't have that much crime around here, do we? And I said, no, not really. I said, I just want to feel safe.
Well, let me get off here. I got a couple things I need to get done. I just came back in out of shop. Took the Tricom radio, got it out of crossman mode, just dropped it down here on a regular frequency, and I heard Steve and you in there, thought I'd give you a shot.
I always try to get in there when Steve's in there, because I like to give him a hard time. We went to high school together. Yeah. He's a pretty good old boy. But we give each other a hard time. And he can take it and he can dish it out too. Well, don't let me hold you up. I'm headed to play some tennis, and I got about 3 hours of tennis ahead of me here, so but I am layered up here, so hopefully I won't get cold. Say 73s, and you have good evening. KB4STBA Mobile.
Have fun over there playing tennis. I'm showing 55 degrees over here in Easley. So have fun. Enjoy beating a little ball around the court. And we'll talk to you later. In 4WRO.
KB4 CBA Mobile, good afternoon.